How you'd put them in the pasture.
And that
when they'd see you, they'd just start to come, you know, you'd go over and drive them up to the house.
Well, what would you say to a horse to urge him in?
Get up.
Now, if he's already moving, would you have something different from if he was just standing still and he was about to stop?
I don't know, because, see, I've not ever ridden in a buggy. Or.
Well, so if you were got on a horse and he was not moving, what would you say to make him?
Get up. You sort of hit him lightly with a rope and say, get up.
And now, what about if you were on a horse and you were riding along pretty slow and somebody got after you, what would you say to him? You got scared and you wanted to move on.
You were riding horseback.
And you were just going slowly along, yeah. And somebody got after you, or some dogs or something. You wanted to move on out of that area.
It'd still be get up, I suppose.
And what would you say to make him stop?
Whoa.
And would you have something to say to make him back into a buggy? Back in between the things in the buggy?
Just back up here. That's what they used to say at home to a horse. I mean, to a mule. Back up.
Well, how do you call a horse?
See, you're pulling on the ropes, and he knows to back when you're pulling on those ropes.
You pull him back in that
Uh-huh. See, the ropes is hooked through his mouth here. The bridle. And then it comes back like this, and it's attached to that gear on his back. And as you pull him, it pulls on his mouth, and he knows to back up.
He has to back up.
Yeah, he has to. He doesn't have any choice.
Well, how do you call hogs to feed them?
Whoopies, whoopies. And how you spell it, I don't know.
Well, now, have you ever heard anybody call sheep to get them in from a pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you saw some sheep, would you have a call for them?
The only thing I know is bad, because I've never seen a sheep except in a picture. In a picture, that's right, TV or something.
Well, how do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
Chick, 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 chick.
Come on,
chick, 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 chick.
And they'll
you change your voice like you do when you're talking to a baby, when you talking to animals, you just change your voice.
So how would you call them?
Come on, chicky chicky, come on. And see, all that time you're putting feed out. And they can see you.
So they'll come right to you and eat.
Just like when you call a dog, you know, you change your voice.
Now, a minute ago you said that you had
the bridle.
And all that stuff together is called what?
Gear.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
gear up the mules
and
or bridle them up.
And there's another word that sounds
harness.
So would that be?
Yeah, harness them up would be the same thing.
Well, would there be a difference in harnessing them up for driving and harnessing them up for plowing?
No, I don't think
not. And, what are those things called when you said that go back, that you know, for
the ropes?
And have you ever heard them call something else? If you were riding a horse, what would you hold in your hands?
It would be the straps, they're leather. Sometimes they're rope, and then they could be leather. On a horse, they're leather. I can't think of that word.
Well, people call them different things, you know. Sometimes they're called lines.
Yeah, the plow lines. Yeah, the plow lines.
Okay, so they'd be lines if you were plowing.
Yeah, plow lines.
Well, uh-huh. if you were just riding, would it be lines or would it be something else?
Oh.
Would it be reins?